Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's EV News briefly for Friday, the 21st of July. I'll be back later with the full podcast as usual. Patreon supporters get the episodes first, and as soon as they're ready, and ad-free as well. Rivian now have their dual motor R1T, the truck, on sale a couple of months after making the first one. Uses their own in-house developed Enduro motors and their lithium iron phosphate battery packs. It starts at $81,000. Tesla's energy business is soaring. Some of the mop-up of the earnings stuff that I didn't get a chance to on yesterday's podcast, up 220% year-on-year. 3,653 megawatt-hours of energy storage deployed, with Andrew Baglino, their SVP of Engineering, confirming that the assembly line for their mega factory will come on next year, and that'll head towards 40 gigawatt-hours of production every single year. It's a huge bit of scale going on there. Talking of scale, Elon Musk also said on the earnings call that he would rather scale over margins. The market did not like it, and it wiped $90 billion off the market value of that company. Shares down 10% or so in the last 24 hours as investors did not like the idea of giving up margin. Elon Musk said he'd rather have scale, and he'd rather reduce the price of the vehicles, keep on reducing the margins, which had long been the envy of the automotive industry, to get scale, to have dominant market position, to have more vehicles on the road, training their self-driving technology models, which, let's face it, kind of long way behind where we were promised, but is still impressive technology. And this one's a little bit pie in the sky. This reminds me of the kind of Tesla, you know, solar roof stuff, where it's a nice announcement, but it's probably never going to happen. Elon Musk said that he's been talking in early stage discussions with a major automaker for them to license full self-driving. Now, that is fabulously complex. You've got to get all the cameras in the right place at the right angles, all of the software, the compute power have to be in the vehicles of this major automaker, and it's all doable. But if you think that Elon Musk wants to sell you full self-driving for $15,000, imagine what the price would be to a third-party automaker to get all of the hardware and the license as well, and they're going to have to add that on top of the vehicle price that you pay? Nah, that's not going to happen. But we'll wait and see. I mean, major automaker, it wouldn't be Ford or GM, would it? They got their own self-driving technologies fairly well developed, but we'll wait and see. Magna, next in the news, the world's largest automotive supplier, are investing $800 million into Blue Oval City, the Ford campus in Tennessee. Two factories there to make frame and battery enclosures, seats as well. Also a facility in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee to make stamping and assembly facility for vehicle frames. Blue Oval City should begin production of some bits of it in 2025. Stellantis have unveiled their innovative battery solution. It is an integrated inverter and technology into the battery itself. It uses alternating current to go directly to the electric motor. And without all of those things like inverters and things, you save weight, there's more space for passengers, and you get better efficiency, more range out of it. It's not going to be ready until the end of the decade, but they're talking about it already. Audi's full lineup of SUVs in the US So the Q4, the Q8, and all the variants have got the top AAHS Safety Pick Plus award, which is great news. Audi also confirming the news we had speculated on. They have joined forces with Chinese SAIC, owner of brands like MG, to use one of their platforms, an 800-volt platform, because the Volkswagen Group daddy company are so late with the SSP platform, and it's going to be delayed because of software. They've had to go out of house and buy in a platform, at least to sell some Chinese vehicles this year. And well done, Spain, a record plug-in car sales record in the month of June. It's now 12% of all vehicle sales, new vehicle sales, are plug-ins, which is, you know, below Germany, UK, etc., but still great for Spain. Number one seller, Model Y. That's briefly